It was a group of wealthy Chicago Jews back in the 90s, some with strong socialist views, with a plan to make Obama America's first black president. Employing the help of Jewish ad man David Axelrod, Obama's Jewish handlers, Betty Lou Saltzman, Abner Mikva, Penny Pritzker, Lester Crown, and Valerie Jarrett, finally got their man into the White House. And now, after 4 years as president, Obama is still hell-bent on keeping his record sealed. But just last week, Donald Trump blew the lid off once again with an offer Obama should not have refused.
President Obama is the least transparent president in the history of this country. There's never been anything like it. We know very little about our president. I'm very honored to have gotten him to release his long-form birth certificate, or whatever it may be. Now, many, many people have questions, and very serious questions. I have a deal for the president, a deal that I don't believe he can refuse, and I hope he doesn't. If Barack Obama opens up and gives his college records and applications, and if he gives his passport applications and records, I will give to a charity of his choice, Inner City Children in Chicago, American Cancer Society, AIDS Research, anything he wants, a check immediately for $5 million. The check will be given within 1 hour after he releases all of the records so stated.
Well, Obama may laugh it all off with Jay Leno.
What's this thing with Trump and you? I don't, it's like me and Letterman. What has he got against you here? I don't get it.
You know, this all dates back to when we were growing up together in Kenya.
Yeah.
And,
But the lies will not go away, no matter how hard Obama tries to cover them up. First, there's his birth certificate, which Trump calls whatever it may be. Well, whatever his birth certificate may be, it's already been proven to be a fraud. Next, his passport. Now, why won't Obama make it public? Because his original passport would reveal his citizenship is from Indonesia, not America. That's why. You see, Obama's mother, Ann Dunham, when 17 and already a radical leftist, moved with her parents from Seattle to Hawaii in 1960, where she enrolled at the University of Hawaii. Now, Obama says that his mother married a fellow student, Barack Hussein Obama, a Kenyan, who Obama claims is his father. But Michelle Obama told NBC in 2008 that Obama's mother was very single when she had him. And according to the groundbreaking film, Dreams from My Real Father, it's Frank Marshall Davis, a communist agitator living in Hawaii in the 60s, who sired baby boy Obama and his political agenda. The film shows racy pictures of Obama's mother, photographed by Davis, indicating an intimate and illicit relationship between the two, which soon found Ann Dunham pregnant with a biracial baby boy, who she would name Barry. Her parents, wishing to sever any connection between Davis and their pregnant daughter, ship her off to Blaine, Washington, to her aunt. Soon, she would give birth to Obama, most likely in a nearby Canadian maternity ward, on August 4th, 1961. Not surprisingly, Obama resembles Davis much more than he does the made-to-order Kenyan father. Facial similarities between Davis and Obama abound, striking and quite remarkable. After a stint at the University of Washington, Ann Dunham moves back to Hawaii with little Barry and re-enrolls at the University of Hawaii, where she meets and marries an Indonesian student named Lulo Satoru in 1965. In 67, Satoru packs his family off to Indonesia and adopts Obama as his son so that he can attend public school there. Thus, Obama's original passport would state Indonesia as its issuing country and Barry Satoru as the citizen's name. Next, we come to Obama's college records. Obama arrives at Occidental College in 1980, at which he later admits he was not a very good student, smoking lots of pot and doing lots of parties. Then he supposedly transfers to Columbia University in 1981, whose high academic standards were apparently lowered to admit Obama. A former classmate, Wayne Root, who like many others doesn't remember seeing Obama, says that the only way Columbia would have admitted Obama would be as a foreign exchange student.
I was a pretty connected guy. I knew a lot of people. I knew pretty much everyone, I thought, in the political science department. I never met him. I never saw him. I never heard of him. No one that I know at Columbia ever met him, ever heard of him, or ever saw him. There's an easy track that gets you into an Ivy League school, and you don't have to compete like a guy like me. I was valedictorian in my high school, top one half of 1% SAT scores. You don't have to do that if you're a foreign exchange student.
Let's go back to Trump's original offer. Trump is $5 million sure there's fraud going on. And Obama, that sealing his records is worth more than any amount of money Trump can give, even though it would help a lot of needy people. Either Obama really doesn't care about helping people after all, or there's something in his records he doesn't want us to see. Either way, by refusing Trump's offer, Obama, or whatever his name may be, proves without a doubt that we don't want to give him 4 more years as President of the United States of America.